The decision by veteran Sunni politician Salal Mutlaq to pull his political bloc out of the approaching election poses a severe blow to the Iraqi political process and gives ammunition to adversaries of any compromise. An appeals court recently upheld a decision by a parliamentary committee barring al-Mutlaq from running because of alleged ties to the Baas party of deposed leader Saddam Hussein. Mutlaq spokesman Haider al-Mulla told reporters that his National Dialogue Front was boycotting the upcoming election and urged other parties to do the same. He supported the decision by citing complaints by U.S. Commander in Iraq General Ray Odierno and Ambassador Christopher Hill over Iranian interference in the electoral process. The Parliament Committee, which banned dozens of prominent Sunni candidates from running in the election, is led by pro-Iranian politicians Ahmed Chalabi and Ali Faisal Alami. Chalabi denied Friday on Al-Hora TV that Iran had any responsibility in the decision. The withdrawal of al-Mutlaq's party undermines the electoral alliance with his coalition partner and former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, who was expected to make a strong showing in the upcoming election. Alawi's spokeswoman, Maysoon al-Damlouji, indicated that the rest of the coalition would resume campaigning after a decision to suspend electoral efforts 3 days ago. She says that Mr. Alawi's Iraqiya bloc, a secular coalition that includes Sunnis and Shiites, has decided to resume its campaigning after consulting with supporters and an extensive study of the current situation. The decision, she added, is tied to the will of opposing parties to stop poisoning the atmosphere and creating crises. Marina Ottaway of the Carnegie Foundation for International Peace in Washington says that Mr. Alawi's Iraqiya bloc has now lost most of its credibility without its key Sunni Arab partner.
Concerning Mutlaq in Iraqiya, Iraqiya has lost much of its credibility because the attraction of Iraqiya, to the extent that it had an attraction, was the fact that it's the only coalition that has been formed so far that included prominent Shia and prominent Sunnis. That coalition has now been undermined because if Alawi runs without Mutlaq, it's no longer kind of the non-sectarian coalition it was. Even if there are Sunnis, the balance is lost forever.
Ottaway notes that most other coalitions, including that of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, have a token representation of Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds, but not the wide-based support of Mr. Alawi. Khatar Abu Dieb, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, says that the credibility of the entire election is now lost with the withdrawal of al-Mutlaq.
Car le retrait de Mutlaq est un coup dur pour la crédibilité des élections.
He says that the withdrawal of Mutlaq is a massive blow to the credibility of the election, even if other Sunni candidates, such as Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi and the Sahwa tribal leaders, stay in the ring. He argues that the problem in Iraq is simple. So long as there is no compromise between credible Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish political leaders to rebuild the Iraqi state, all efforts will be lost. He notes that former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger believes that the election may destabilize Iraq even further than it already is, rather than solidifying it. Top U.S. officials, as well as many Iraqi Sunni leaders, have accused Iran of pushing for the decision to ban key Sunni politicians from running in the election. Marina Ottaway thinks that it may be a bit much to see the long arm of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad behind the current crisis because Iraq, she says, has never had much of a democratic tradition. Abu Dieb, however, believes that the current political imbroglio has clear Iranian origins and that Iran wants to turn Iraq into a friendly client state after the planned U.S. withdrawal next August. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.